وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاك الله خير حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate you in rank. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for all the sacrifices that you are making for this beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings he has showered upon us which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we bring you the story about the Khalifa and a learned Sahabi. So during one of his visits to Medina, the Umayyad Khalifa Suleiman ibn Abdul Malik, he ruled from 54 AH after Hijri till 99 AH. So he wanted to meet someone who had lived with a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if such a man was still alive. So Suleiman's most meritorious act was that he had nominated Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz as the next Khalifa. Overall, because of his good character, he was known as Miftahul Khair, the key to goodness. On being informed that Abu Hazim was the only such person, he sent for him. And here is the conversation that followed. Suleiman first complained that Abu Hazim had shown this courtesy by not coming to meet him on his own. So Abu Hazim replied, O Amirul Mu'mineen, O Chief of the Muslims, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you from saying something that is not true. You did not know my name before today, nor had I ever seen you. How could then I have come to meet you? As Suleiman looked around, Imam Zuhri said, Abu Hazim is right. He then continued, Abu Hazim, how is it that I don't like to die? So he said, the reason is simple. You have decorated and embellished this world and turned your abode in the other world, in the world hereafter, into a desert. Naturally, you do not like to leave a flourishing city for a desert. And how true it is for all of us that we have also made this world our flourishing garden, and we have left our hereafter, you know, as just an open desert. So Suleiman said, what would it be like when we appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow? So Abu Hazim replied, the man who has been doing good deeds will appear before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala like a man who returns from a journey to his loved ones. And it's mentioned in the hadith that death is a bridge. Yusilul Habib ilal Habib. It takes the lover to the beloved. So the one who has been doing good deeds, he'll appear before Allah like a man who returns from a journey to his loved ones. While the man who has been doing evil deeds will appear like a runaway slave who has now been brought back forcefully to his master. So Suleiman alayhi salam burst into tears. Suleiman, the king of the time, burst into tears and said with a sigh, he said, I wish we could know how Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala would deal with us. So Abu Hazim replied, assess your deeds in the light of the noble Quran, the book of Allah, and you will know. So we also have to assess all our deeds. Is it in conformity with the commands of Allah? Is it in conformity with the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So then Suleiman asked, which verse of the Holy Quran can help us do so, to assess our deeds in the light of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he replied, he said, here is the verse. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. Surely the righteous will be in bliss and the sinners in hell. So if a person led a righteous life, then he will be in bliss in Jannah. And a person sinned in his life and went against the commands of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. They will be in the fire of Jahannam. So Sulaiman said, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's mercy is great. It can cover even the wrongdoers. So Abu Hazim replied with another verse, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Surely the mercy of Allah is close to those who are good in their deeds. Muhsinin, those who are good in their deeds. So if a person is not good in his deeds, how can he be desirous of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So there are many who try to justify their crooked ways using this argument. So this gentle reminder may help rid them of their complacency. You can't be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing everything contrary to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, contrary to the teachings and the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then expect the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ayat of the noble Quran, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that surely the mercy of Allah is close to those who do good, who are good in their deeds. So this is enough of an eye-opener. So we should first change our behavior so we can deserve Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy. Then we should hope for it. Then Sulaiman continued, tell me Abu Hazim, who are the most honorable amongst the servants of Allah? So he replied, those who are mindful of their fellow human beings and possess the right kind of understanding to know the truth. These are the honorable servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn also that there are two kinds of hukuk, hukukullah and hukukul ibad, the right towards Allah and the right towards fellow mankind, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is referred to as hukukul ibad. And that is why we must take care and observe both the rights towards Allah and the rights towards ibad, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then Sulaiman asked him, which is best amongst good deeds? So Abu Hazim replied, fulfilling the obligations laid down by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and keeping away from what he has forbidden. I mean, this is the essence of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the essence of the teaching of our pious elders and saints. Fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from what is forbidden. This answer is important in setting our priorities right. For many a time, people pay attention to nawafil, voluntary deeds, while ignoring fara'id, obligatory deeds, and they indulge in sins. Then which supplication dua is likely to be accepted by Allah Ta'ala? See, the dua of a man for you, for whom you have done some good. That is the dua that is likely to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, all duas that a person make are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although for some Allah will give it immediately, some Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala averts a calamity because of the dua, and some the response to the dua, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the good fortunes in the year after to such a person. So what is the best form of charity? Giving as much as one can, in spite of one's own need, to a man in misery, without trying to make him feel grateful, and without torturing him with reminders of your favors. One of the worst things to do is to give charity and then remind the person of the favor you have done upon him. Which is the best form of speech? So he says, speaking the truth plainly and unreservedly before the man who can harm you in some way, or from whom you expect a favor. So simplicity and truth plainly is very, very important in the speech of man. What kind of a man is the wisest? He whose actions are governed by the obedience to Allah and who invites others as well to do it. And the Quran Majid also refers to this as kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar, that you are the best of men. You know, you are invited, you do good also, you're obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you invite others to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you enjoin what is right and you forbid what is wrong. So he said, what kind of a man is the most foolish? So he says, he who helps another man in committing some injustice, which means that he's exchanging his iman for the worldly gains of the other person. We never ever can trade and barter our iman for anything of this world. So Sulaiman agreed with all this, and then he asked him pointedly, what do you think of me? So Abu Hazim wanted to be excused from replying to such a direct question, but Sulaiman insists. So Abu Hazim said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, O chief of the Muslims, your forefathers departed from the world. I wish you could know what they themselves are saying after their death and what people are saying about them. Fearing that Sulaiman might be displeased by such straight talk, so one of his courtiers, they rebuked Abu Hazim for having spoken so rudely. So he replied, no, you are wrong. I have not said anything rude, but only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to say. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined upon the ulama to speak the truth before the people and not to conceal it. And he recited this verse of the Holy Quran, you shall make it clear to the people and not conceal it. So Sulaiman then asked, all right, how can we reform ourselves now? So Abu Hazim said, give up your pride. Acquire a spirit of fellow feeling for the people and give them justly what is due to them. So he said, well, is there anything you need? What can we do for you? He said, yes, I have a need. Please help me to save myself from hell and to enter paradise. He said, this is not in my power. Then there's nothing you can do for me. So upon Sulaiman's request, Abu Hazim made this dua for him. O Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, if you approve of Sulaiman, make the well-being of this world and the next easy for him. But if he is your enemy, drag him by his hair towards the deeds you approve of. So this was a nice dua that, you know, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he assumed Khilafah, he said something very, very beautiful, you know, and this goes for all the leaders and the rulers of the world, that if I am on the right, then assist me to be on the right. And if I am on the wrong, then set me on the right. So at the end of the meeting, Sulaiman asked him for some special advice, and Abu Hazim said, I shall make it short. You should have so much fear of your Lord and reverence for him that he never finds you present at the place he has forbidden and never finds you absent from the place where he has commanded you to be. Such beautiful advice has been given by Abu Hazim to the Amir al-Mu'mineen of the time. And this is the righteous way that the ulama, you know, they should be straightforward in their speech when it comes to anybody, be it the rulers, you know, be it our leaders, or be it anybody, you know, that we should always consider in our equation the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and command what is right and forbid what is wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, and let us ponder, you know, over and reflect of our temporary life in this world, and that one day we shall meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.